What do you mean you were right? Wait, no. Why are you even awake? Was I too weak to cast the spell properly? Did it not take? Oh, spells. What should I do now? Do I erase his memory? No, I couldn't do that. He means too much to me, but... wait, why aren't you freaking out right now? Can you not see the horns? The tail, I mean... What? You've suspected it since we first slept together? Wait, my mind is going in a million miles in every direction. Why does it seem like you know more than I do? What? Oh, my clothing? Or rather the lack thereof? I mean, forgive me right now, but I'm a little on edge. Getting dressed isn't really going to solve that. Just what in Bellumbra is going on? Why are you so calm? Huh? Yes, you've said that, but what did you suspect all along? Huh? That I was a succubus? But no, I was so careful. Since when? And why didn't you say anything? You're a priest. I know you are. I've been watching you for... Huh? Since we first slept together? You felt incredibly drained the first time. And that was the real reason you didn't call? Wait. You, a priest, continued to sleep with me after suspecting that I was a demoness? I'm sorry, but that doesn't make any damn sense. So, wait. Even if you did know, why didn't you say anything? Huh? Well, yeah, you would have sounded crazy, but shouldn't you have done something about it? I mean, there's exorcisms and holy water, crosses and prayers, and you could have done any number of... Huh? You were afraid? But you kept coming back. I mean, if you were so afraid, what about, you know, Father Lucas? Why not... Huh? You can't trust him either? Nor anyone at the church? Okay, all right. You know what? You need to explain whatever it is that you know, because right now, every answer is creating two new questions in its wake. So you're afraid of the church and the demons. But why? What do you mean both sides hate you? I don't hate you. I mean, I love you. I mean, I always thought our relationship would eventually get a little rocky at some point. What with the, you know, wicked succubus falling in love with the naive priest, but I'm starting to feel like I might have misjudged the naive part. So, are you like a witch or something? I mean, yeah, then I'd be pretty mad. I've been paying for overpriced talismans and charms like crazy, and if you've never even said a word... Huh? You'll show me? Are those... horns? No, wait. No. You're not telling me that you're a half-breed? You're part human, too? And working for the church? Oh, hell spells. How? Since when? Was your father a demon or... Oh, your mother? A succubus. Oh, one of the marked succubi? Wait, from the infamous lounge? No, no, that can't be. I fought with my own father in order to liberate that place. Whether humans frequent it there or not, there's no more succubi exploitation. I've made sure of it. I've eyes in that place and a pet human that runs it. She would report anything amiss, so... Huh? Yes, of course. They were all counseled and rehabilitated. Even those born into that cesspool were taught how to hunt prey in the human world, so they could go on to live a life of their own. What? Your mother was caught by a former patron when she came here? So you were born into something like that. But wait, surely he wouldn't have wanted to raise you, so... He wanted you dead. Because, of course he did. What a rotten bastard. So your mother must have escaped. I mean, obviously, or else you wouldn't be here. Huh? The freedom was short-lived. He found you both? Oh, are you on the run? Well, where is he now? If you like, we can kill him together. Oh, he's already dead. Because he killed your... Oh, I am so sorry for your loss. I do appreciate that sort of retribution, though. But how did that lead you to become a priest of all things? Huh? So he was connected with that church. And you think the others might be corrupt, too? I see. So that's why you've been going on all those exorcisms with Father Lucas. I see. But how do you suppress your demonic side? How do you walk within the walls of the church with those wards up? What? The same way the holy men would purify themselves after visiting the lounge? No. So you mean that there's a... No, I don't even want to think about it. It's just so hard to get my mind wrapped around all of this at once. Jeez. Wait, so that Anna girl... Were you afraid that, I don't know, that she was onto you? Oh, the both of us. Aww. Were you trying to protect me from a little priestess? And they say chivalry is dead. But you've been doing this all on your own because you feared you'd be hunted if the demons found out you were a half-breed? Well, it's true that half-breeds don't have it easy, but hey, listen, as long as I'm around, you don't have to worry about any of them giving you any trouble, okay? And besides, if you, hey, are you all right? Oh, no. You being only half human, you really don't have a lot of essence, do you? And I've been so damn hungry lately. Oh, I'm sorry. I fear I might have taken too much. Oh, baby, I am so sorry. Here, let me make it up to you, okay? I can give at least some of it back. Most of it, probably. That's all right, isn't it? I was so greedy earlier, I didn't even ask. But it's okay now, right? Good. Then let me see about rejuvenating you through just a little dark magic. I'll take very, very good care of you. See? Oh, there was no point in getting dressed after all. Was there? Oh, it works out just as well, though. Oh, because now... Oh, now I'm not the only one with horns. Oh, you like when I stroke them. Oh, don't you? It looks like giving them a little attention makes the one down here want some too. Oh, it's so impatient. Lucky for you, I am too.
gave most of it back. But I... Oh, fuck. I'm feeling kind of weak. Is it okay if we just... cuddled for a bit? While I try to catch my breath. I'd really...